Today you'll hear from Avery Parrish, coordinator of the First Friday Art Walk.
You know, as a community public event in an open space, especially in downtown where a lot of businesses are in close proximity, I feel like we have, suffered quite a bit and we miss everyone so dearly by not being able to see and visit and experience all the artists that we have on view typically at a monthly basis. So I do feel like the COVID pandemic has for sure affected us, absolutely.
Now, did you have an art walk in March?
We did in March, not in April. We haven't had one in April, May, or June.
Right, you're not doing one tonight.
There are a few venues who have felt comfortable opening. So Obelisk, Springfield Brew Company, Bonsai Guy. So there's a few that are open on their own accord. It's just not like an official event because people are still pretty weary of, how they want to dedicate their space and the flow of things just to make sure everybody's extra safe and careful for sure.
Now, the Arts Council and the Creamery are doing something virtually tonight.
Yeah. We're doing a member show reception virtually, and it's going to be kind of a fun artist happy hour. You can log on when you RSVP to the event on Facebook. We'll give you the link to join that conversation, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. online. And Rachel's actually our director of exhibitions and programs. She's created a virtual exhibit of all of the artists that submitted art. So there'll be a link for that, and you can digitally walk through a space that we've prepared with all of the art. And it's really cool. We haven't done anything like it, so it was really exciting that she worked through that, and it's really great. We have been continuously featuring art that either our venues have had in the past or they were planning on having features for. So we've really tried to, keep that presence on social media and try to keep connecting with the arts community and all of our, followers and sharers so they have some reprieve from the daily barrage of information with art. So
right.
They have been enjoying that, and we've actually loved seeing the growth of our following and all the commenting and sharing of the art, because I feel like people really miss it and want it to come back. So that's actually been kind of a nice learning experience. Even though we aren't together in person, I feel like they have definitely been more active online, which is really great.
Do you have a feeling for how the individual artists have been faring during the pandemic?
I think a lot of artists have definitely, I feel like there's two spectrums of artists that really, enjoy the solitude and they enjoy the time to really focus. But I also know that a lot of our artists, they feel things so deeply and they're very talented in expressing how they feel and what they're going through. And so I feel like they have been impacted, and I feel like they definitely miss collaborating with one another and, going out in the community and showing what they're doing and getting that feedback. And so I do feel like our artists definitely really miss being involved and seeing one another for sure. And we try to keep in contact with them as much as possible. But we're just hoping that they're taking this time to utilize, and in a few months we'll have some amazing art coming out from it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Now, as of July, for the July Art Walk, we don't know yet.
We don't know for sure, but we are definitely aiming for it. We're trying to give all of our venues tools and advice and hear what they need from us to help them feel more prepared for sure. And we're hoping to kind of embrace some of the social distancing guidelines and kind of make it a fun thing versus a inhibition. So we're hoping for July for sure.
So people will just need to check FFAW.org or the First Friday Art Walk Facebook page, either one.
Yeah. We have a newsletter as well. So if you go to FFAW.org, you can sign up for that newsletter as well. And that goes out the week of First Friday as well. But social media is definitely the place to keep up with all the venues, including what First Friday is doing as well. So definitely check those out.
Okay, Avery, thanks for the time. Stay safe, and hopefully you can get the art walk back up going again in some form.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Randy.
Thank you. Our guest today, Avery Parrish of the Springfield Regional Arts Council, coordinator of the First Friday Art Walk.